Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, October 18th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with the National Football League kicking off Week 7 in Arizona. The Seattle Seahawks beating the Cardinals 34-22. Russell Wilson threw three touchdown passes, but he also had some problems with ball security. He fumbled three times and lost a pair.
We made some big plays tonight. We kept the drives alive. We stayed on schedule. That was the biggest thing for us. Obviously the only negatives of the game were really those fumbles. You know, got to get rid of that. Got to find a way or something. You got to try to watch that, and that's on me.
Marshawn Lynch ran for 91 yards and a touchdown as the Seahawks improved to 6-1. As for the Cardinals, Carson Palmer was sacked seven times, threw a couple of interceptions. He said, "We just got beat on about every phase.
Not good enough. Not enough points. Not enough in the air. Not enough on the ground. Not enough in the red zone. Just not good enough against a good defense and an opposing good offense, and we knew we needed to be great, and we were not great today."
Arizona falls to 3-4 with the loss. The Green Bay Packers looking to make it three in a row. Back at Lambeau Field on Sunday, Mike McCarthy's banged-up team taking on the 3-3 Cleveland Browns.
It's a team that's getting better. They've done a lot of good things. Got some really good players defensively, and just staying in tune with that. There's some carryover from how they run their defensive scheme and how we play our scheme. So, there's things I get that you look at, but a very good football team, excellent on special teams. I have a lot of respect for North Turner. I think he's clearly one of the better offensive coaches in the National Football League. So this will be a heck of a football game for us.
Turner, the offensive coordinator for first-year head coach Rob Chudzinski, who knows the Packers are beat up at linebacker and at wide receiver, but he says there's still plenty to worry about.
Well, they've got enough guys. And with Aaron Rodgers, I know he's great at all the things that you would want from a quarterback: his decisions, his accuracy, his mobility, his and he's productive. And obviously, the thing is, Lacy's brought real balance. The offense is still explosive. You still look around, and there's plenty of weapons. I mean, Jordy Nelson and Jones and Finley, and those guys are all true mismatch and tough guys to match up with, and there's a lot of different places that I know that they can still get points from.
Packers and Browns kick it off at Lambeau Field Sunday afternoon at 3:25. In college football, 11th-ranked Miami needed a rally to beat North Carolina 27-23. The Wisconsin Badgers travel to Champaign to take on Illinois on Saturday night. In the Major League Baseball playoffs, the Boston Red Sox, a win away from the American League pennant, beat the Tigers in Detroit 4-3 on Thursday night. Scored three runs in the second inning off Anibal Sanchez. The game-one winner for the Tigers, Mike Napoli, with a long home run, got the rally started. He finished 3 out of 4. John Lester worked 5 and a third innings, allowing two runs, and Koji Uehara had a 5-out save for Boston. And David Ross says, "Now we're in the driver's seat."
That was really nice. I mean, it was a big win. We needed it. We got a lot of work left to do. They got some studs still going on the mound, and we're happy to be going back to Boston. It was a great team win. Johnny Lester, as always, does a good job. I think he battled there at the end, and our bullpen came and picked him up.
Red Sox up 3-2, go back to Fenway to look to close it out Saturday night. They'll send Clay Buchholz against the Tigers' 21-game winner, Max Scherzer. In the National League Championship Series, Game 6 coming up Friday night at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, with the Cardinals leading the Los Angeles Dodgers 3-2. The Cards will send their rookie, Michael Wacha, against the ace of Los Angeles, Clayton Kershaw. Busy night in the National Hockey League, capped by the Dallas Stars beating San Jose 4-3 in a shootout, handing the Sharks their first loss of the season. The Detroit Red Wings beat the Colorado Avalanche by a score of 4-2, first loss of the year for the Avs. Vancouver shut out Buffalo 3-0. Carolina a 3-2 winner over Toronto. The Islanders beat Edmonton 3-2. Penguins over the Flyers 4-1. Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, each with a goal and an assist. Montreal skates by Columbus 5-3. Ottawa a 5-2 winner over New Jersey. The Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Minnesota Wild 3-1. Boston a 3-2 winner over the Florida Panthers. The St. Louis Blues beat the defending Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks 3-2 in a shootout. The LA Kings needed a shootout to slip past Nashville 2-1. Green Bay Gamblers out to a 4-1-2 start on the season. Hit the road for a pair of games this weekend at Waterloo Friday night, at Sioux City on Saturday night. The University of Wisconsin Green Bay has hired its first female athletic director. Mary Ellen Gillespie has been named to the post. for the last 7 years. An associate athletic director at Bowling Green University in Ohio led the fundraising effort for that athletic program. She will start her duties December 2nd, succeeding Ken Butoff, who left in June to become the athletic director at Northern Kentucky University. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.